John, especially given the break and where you had to leave the last game, how do you feel about what you were able to do here tonight?
Felt pretty good. Obviously disappointed we didn't come up with a two-point or at least a point to tie it up there, but we battled hard. Back to back, obviously they did too, but I thought our PK was pretty good tonight.
When did you know that this was going to be a strong game for you?
I felt pretty good right off the bat. I know that you have to be extra patient with those guys. They like the seam pass, and you just gotta try to hold your feet as much as possible.
How much did the break help you?
I think it's just you give him credit for it.
On
that winning goal, you just have to give him credit.
I kind of have to honor, they've been hitting the middle on their power play the whole game, so I kind of have to, face him, but I gotta make sure that I'm ready for the back door, the slot shot. So, I try to lean and try to cover as much as possible. He made a good shot.
How much did the break help you in terms of getting ready?
Yeah, it felt good. Obviously, it's been a tough year for our group, but, you have 3 days off. You kind of have time to just relax and reflect and come back to work.
It seems like you guys still play competitively.
We do.
And you're in a tough spot halfway through the season and at the bottom of the standings. That still says something.
Yeah, it's a tough league. Every night is hard, and I thought we played a pretty good game in Florida as well. We came up short, and tonight we did 2-1 game. Not much time left. You'd like to go 2-2 and go into overtime, and who knows what can happen, but like I said, we came up short.
Skaters talk about how tired they get when they're locked in your own end and having to chase it and play defense. What's it like for the goaltender in those situations, Jonathan? Because they were hemming you in pretty good all night long, really.
Yeah, it was a tough game physically. They're a team that likes to hold on to puck, and it seems like every play they make, it needs to be a highlight. So, they just cycle the puck and try to find a good scoring chance. So, it is hard, and it's hard for RD, it's hard for everyone when you're at the end of your zone. So
I'm just going to find a way maybe to spend a little bit more time in the zone.
I think you made 4 saves on their first power play, but those 4 guys, Nemeth, Glendening, Helm, Ronick, were out there almost the entire shift. Are you aware of something?
Yeah, they did. I think Glennie tried to clear it, we missed, and then everyone was stuck together for the whole 2 minutes, so it was pretty tough.
Some of the guys have said it, but at least these 2 days, the 2 games here, you guys have competed pretty hard,
yeah.
Obviously. Is that something, obviously, you guys can build up?
I think so. I think, like I mentioned, it's a really hard league, and I find if you compete every night, you'll get some bounces, you'll start scoring, you'll make a big save, or whatever it is to find a way in. And if you don't work, you have no chance.
What about a bright spot like Robbie Fabry, what he's been able to do?
Yeah, he's been really good for us. Obviously, he sees the ice well. He seems to be in good position all the time, and that was a big goal by him.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.